afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, on this November the 13th, 2019. We are ready to go for another show, and winter has arrived in full force, hasn't it? Snow on the ground. My, my. My Christmas lights that I put up last week or so look right at home now. For sure. It looks like it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas now. Doesn't it get you in the mood? Boy, oh boy, had to pull out the winter coat out of the closet. Had to make sure the mice hadn't got to it. Yeah, we have a little mice problem at the house. Got traps set and trying to catch the little boogers. But they left it alone this year, so that was good. So pulled out the winter coat. Looked like it had a little bit of candle wax on it. Have no idea how that happened, so I'm trying to get that off. That looks real decent, walking around with candle wax on your coat. But anyways, got the old winter coat out. Got to get the scarf yet. Wrap that around my neck to keep me warm. Got the gloves and hat, though, in the pockets of the coat, so I'm ready to go for any winter blast that might hit us unexpectedly. But my goodness, and got the car out of the drive, too. We have a sloping driveway, and when it snows pretty good, the driveway gets really slick, and our cars have occasionally gotten stuck down in there, and we've had to get towed out of our own driveway. Now, you talk about embarrassing, getting towed out of your own driveway, but we've had that happen a couple times. My dad has bailed us out a couple times, and then we've actually called the tow truck. We've got that emergency roadside assistance that you can call, and they come and towed me out of my own driveway. But I got out of my driveway today okay. I was going to call my mom and if I couldn't get out and say, "Mom, could you take me to the radio station just in case as a backup?" But here I am. The old jalopy got me here. The door kind of stuck on me. I was a little worried because I went to get in the vehicle and then the door wouldn't shut. It had stuck in the open position. And so I went to slam the door, and it just popped right back open. I thought, oh, great, we're going to have to go down the road holding the door shut. But we got that figured out. So here I am. I was a little late, too, because I had to stop and get one of the gift cards for today. And their machine wasn't working quite right, so that held me up. And so I come rolling here at the station here at the last minute, and fortunately our good buddy Terry Tackett's out there, and he's there to greet me with a smiling face, and we are ready to go for another show. 4:17 is the time, and I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on Offbeat News and Trivia and 107.1 FM WWGH Radio. Well, hey, we've got some trivia, and if you answer a trivia question today, you'll be put in a drawing for $4.55 this afternoon, and I'm giving away a $5 McDonald's gift card, and then courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio, we're giving away a $5 Chipotle gift card, so we're doing two drawings today. So you'll be put in one of the two drawings, one for the McDonald's gift card and one for the Chipotle gift card. And the Chipotle gift card courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. So thanks to them for providing that gift card for us here this afternoon. So let's see if we can get some trivia trivia questions answered. The number you need is 740-383-9944, and we'll put you in the drawing for these gift cards this afternoon. Okay, the secret location where one spy leaves a message for another spy is called what? Have you watched any spy movies? Well, that'll give you the answer. The secret location where one spy leaves a message for another spy is called what? What type of rescue worker is a smoke jumper? What type of rescue worker is a smoke jumper? Who would most likely come to the rescue of a passenger who had fallen off a ship in U.S. waters? What branch of the service? Who would most likely come to the rescue of a passenger who had fallen off a ship in U.S. waters? In which U.S. national park is home to several groves of sequoia? Which U.S. national park is home to several groves of sequoia? How, and it's not Sequoia National Park, by the way, it's a different one that I'm looking for here. How many people visit Sequoia National Park each year? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing there, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right. Well, no cold, are you getting warm?
What's that?
Are you getting warm?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Staying all bundled up when I go outside.
Okay, I'm a smoke jumper at the fireman.
Yes, a smoke jumper's a fireman. That's right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, right. How about you? Are you keeping warm?
I'm trying to.
Yeah, trying to.
Yeah.
Turn the heat up a little bit more, right?
Oh, yeah. I've turned up a little bit more.
That's right. All right, buddy. Well, it's always good to hear from you.
All right.
Take it easy.
All right. You too.
All right. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, our first call here at WWGH this afternoon. And give us a call, 740-383-9944, if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions. How does fog help redwoods survive? How does fog help redwoods survive? What do you call a person who explores caves? What do you call a person who explores caves? And caves can form when lava flows through earth. Which natural disaster may form lava? Can you tell me that? Another phone call coming in to the studio here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, smoke jumper, a firefighter that jumps into forest fires.
Yes, that's right. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. It's cold, but...
Yes, it is cold. What did it get down to last night in your neck of the woods? About 7?
I had 13 this morning.
13 this morning. Wow. That got your furnace going, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it ran all night.
Yep, mine hasn't quit since this cold snap.
Yeah.
I guess I got to check my filters, make sure my filters are okay.
Yeah.
Got to do that this time of year for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hey, yeah. I got you all signed up. I appreciate you calling.
All righty.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh.
Bye.
All right. David Avery right there. You got him signed up for the drawing, too. And which museum job does Larry Daly from Night at the Museum have? Which museum job does Larry Daly from Night at the Museum have? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, this is Janet Durst, and I won the warehouse tickets on October the 30th. Been there a couple times, and they haven't been available to pick up. Is there any chance I could pick them up today before 5?
You know what? Let me find out from Terry about that. See if he's got that available, because he's the one that provided that. He's in the other room there. Terry, if you're out there, can you come in and answer that question for us? Hang on just a second, and we'll see if he comes in the other room. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm trying to keep warm like everybody else in the world.
Yes, that's right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yep, I'm trying to keep warm for sure, and so far so good.
So good.
The house has a fairly good furnace, and hey.
It was sitting on this desk with the name Durst on it. The card wasn't. It's gone now.
Okay.
Nope,
okay, he said it was laying on the desk. I'll tell you what, I will I'll make it right with you. I'll go.
I can run down and get one, but there was one sitting there.
Okay. Can you run down and get one?
Yeah, okay. There was one sitting there.
Okay, he said there was one sitting there, but you didn't get it. So Terry said he'll run down and get one.
Okay, so should I stop before 5 today?
Can she come and get that before 5 today? 4:25. Yeah. Get here close to 5, and get him some time to get down there, and we'll get that for you. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry
about the confusion on that. Okay.
Alrighty. Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Alrighty. We will always try to make it right with our listeners when trying to get a gift card for you here at 740-383-9944. And we'll get that to Janet Durst there, one of our winners there of the gift card there. Alrighty then. Let's see. Any more trivia questions I want to pass along to you? Let's see. I think that'll do it there. So if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a buzz at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And that's our telephone number to give us a ring here. Okay, it is time for some offbeat news. Are you ready? I've collected some, and we've got some offbeat news to pass along to you. A Mexican state captured a Guinness World Record by cooking up a taco measuring 335 feet long. Organizer Alexander Partez Resendez, whose uncle is the head of the Gastronomical Council, said he started planning the record attempt in 2011, and his dreams came to fruition Sunday when local chefs assembled a 335-foot-long taco from 3,322 pounds of seasoned pork meat and 2,646 pounds of corn tortillas. Resendez said he decided on carnitas tacos for the attempt after researching the most popular foods in the state, which is known for its 7 varieties of seasoned pork carnitas. Resendez said Sunday's event required 8 months of preparations, and the taco was split into portions after being officially measured and was served to a crowd of 15,000 spectators. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Coast Guard.
Yes, that's right. That's who would come to the rescue if you were stuck in the waters. All right, and what is your name?
Lucas.
All right, Lucas. I have got you down and put you in the drawing, buddy.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, one of our younger listeners checking in with an answer here at WWGH Radio. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then I'll come back with more offbeat news right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. Hey, feel free to send me an email anytime. I would love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That is my email address. Feel free to send me anything. Little memes, as they call the little pictures and little paragraphs that you can send, or any offbeat news or jokes or anything. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That is my direct email, and I would love to hear from you. All right, taking a break. Be right back right here on Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM. This is WWGH Radio. My name is Nate Redmond. Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of Golden Grahams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
We are back, and we are in the middle of offbeat news. An Idaho man put his skills to the test when he broke two Guinness World Records for alternating hits of a tennis ball with a tennis racket. David Rush, who has more than 100 Guinness World Record titles, said he took inspiration from his tennis idol, Roger Federer, when he attempted the 30-second and 1-minute records for most alternating hits of a tennis ball with a tennis racket. Rush, whose record attempts are aimed at promoting STEM education, said one of his tries was disqualified when the ball hit the rim of the racket, but on his second attempt he was able to beat both records. Rush managed 92 hits in 30 seconds and 182 hits in 1 minute. Quite impressive. This David Rush guy does all sorts of things. He's flung tortillas, so many tortillas in a few minutes, and done all sorts of things. So he's pretty impressive when it comes to setting Guinness World Records, that's for sure. A British athlete has become the first person in the world to run a marathon in all 196 countries recognized by the United Nations. Nick Butter, 30, of Dorset, England, said he has been running marathons since he was 11 and decided to embark on his globe-trotting marathon quest in January 2018 to raise money for charity Prostate Cancer UK. You've got to value your time. You can't just assume that you're going to get to retirement and live this life. You've got to go and do what you want now, Butter told CNN. Butter ran Sunday in the marathon in Greece, the final country on his world tour. Marathon champion, there you go, Mr. Nick Butter, 30 years old. Younger than me. I don't think I could run one marathon. I don't know if I could run a mile. I could walk a mile. It is time for On This Day in History, November the 13th. Let's find out what happened. 1775, during the American Revolution, U.S. forces captured Montreal. 1789, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to a friend in which he said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." Remember Benjamin Franklin saying that? 1805, Johann Georg Lehner, a Vietnamese butcher, invented a recipe and called it the Frankfurter. 1927, the Holland Tunnel opened to the public, providing access between New York City and New Jersey beneath the Hudson River. 1933, in Austin, Minnesota, the first sit-down labor strike in America took place. In 1940, the Walt Disney movie Fantasia had its world premiere at New York City's Broadway Theater. 1942, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed a measure lowering the minimum draft age from 21 to 18. 1956, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down laws calling for racial segregation on public buses. 1971, the U.S. spacecraft Mariner 9 became the first spacecraft to orbit another planet, Mars. 1977, the comic strip Little Abner by L. Capp appeared in newspapers for the last time. And in 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C. And that's what happened on this day in history, November the 13th. In the years going back to 1775. So now you're up to date with what happened. Okay, let's get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. At 4:55 this afternoon, we're giving away a $5 McDonald's gift card. And in another drawing, we're giving away from Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio a $5 Chipotle gift card. So that's what's on tap for today. Which U.S. national park is home to several groves of sequoia? It's not Sequoia National Park. That's not the one I'm looking for here. It's another one. Which U.S. national park is home to several groves of sequoia? How many people visit Sequoia National Park each year? How many people visit Sequoia National Park each year? How does fog help redwoods survive? How does fog help redwoods survive? What do you call a person who explores caves? What do you call a person who explores caves? Caves can form when lava flows through earth. Which natural disaster may form lava tube caves? Which natural disaster forms lava? That's an easy one, do you know? 740-383-9944. Which museum job does Larry Daly from Night at the Museum have? Which museum job does Larry Daly from Night at the Museum have? I think Larry Daly was the main character. Wasn't he played by, was it Ben Stiller that played Larry Daly? If my memory serves me right. Don't know if I got that right for sure. Another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, this is my second call.
Hey, buddy.
A person that is fourth case, call a speedunker.
Yes, a speedunker is one that explores the caves.
Righto.
That is right.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. The secret location where one spy leaves a message for another spy is called what? The secret location where one spy leaves a message for another spy is called what? If you've seen any movies, you may know. Which hat was made popular in the 1930s? Actors Charlie Chaplin and Laurel and Hardy made this type of hat popular. It's not the top hat or anything like that. It's a specific hat. Which hat was made popular by 1930s actors Charlie Chaplin and Laurel and Hardy? Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? What is the protective hat worn by soldiers called? What is the protective hat worn by soldiers called? And what famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We'll sign you up for our 455 drawing this afternoon for a $5 McDonald's gift card and a $5 gift card to Chipotle, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. All righty. So give us a ring here this afternoon. 4:40 the time on this November the 13th. Good afternoon to you. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Hey, which president of the United States was involved in a disputed election in which the vote count in Florida was crucial and after which he had a long wait to find out if he won? If you answer George W. Bush, you're only half right. The first time this happened, it was to an Ohioan, Rutherford B. Hayes. In fact, his election finally had to be settled by Congress. You can learn all about this and a whole lot of other interesting things at the Rutherford B. Hayes Presidential Center in Fremont. As it happens, this was also the very first presidential library and museum in the country. The former president's estate contains not only his library and museum, but also the home where he died and his grave. Did you know that Hayes was the only Ohio president to die in Ohio? And that Lucy Webb Hayes, the president's wife, was the very first presidential wife to be called the First Lady? Also, that Hayes, a Civil War veteran, was wounded 4 times in battle. By the way, close to President Hayes' own grave is the final resting place of Old Whitney, the president's beloved war horse who survived 19 battles. Fremont is an interesting place to visit. The Rutherford B. Hayes Presidential Center. It's been several years since I've been to visit there. But as I recall, they have all kinds of neat things there to take in. Different artifacts and different things all about Hayes and his terms. And and the grounds are spectacular, just really, really neat. So if you ever get a chance to visit the Rutherford B. Hayes Presidential Center in Fremont, I encourage you to do so because it's pretty neat. My wife and I need to take a trip up there again and check that place out. I don't think my wife has ever been up there, and I think she would enjoy it. We enjoy touring different museums around, always looking for something new to check out. And, of course, right here locally, we love the Popcorn Museum there at Heritage Hall. That's just a full collection of all kinds of things. We've been there several times. In fact, went this summer again and just enjoyed it very much. We just love museums. I went to the Ohio historical museum too this summer. And I went through the Ohio Village. That was pretty neat. It was open. And they had different people reenacting from the different time periods way back when. And that was pretty cool, too. Well, take a trip with me down the hallway. Make a right into our classroom. Take a seat. And on the chalkboard, I have written our weird word of the week. Our weird word of the week. What'll it be this week? Well, this week's weird word is gallimaufry. Gallimaufry. G-A-L-L-I-M-A-U-F-R-Y. Gallimaufry. It's a noun. The definition is a hodgepodge, jumble, or confused medley. A hodgepodge, a jumble, or a confused medley. What would be a hodgepodge? I know, like when you have several different things to eat for supper that don't go together. That would be a hodgepodge, right?
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
This is Scott Spears, and today we jump into the audio archive to remember one of my favorite guests, a lady who appeared on my program maybe more than anybody else, Phyllis Diller. Phyllis died at age 95.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Mark and the gang down there, they're a good bunch of guys. And it's fun to go down there and joke with them. They are funny, and they love to have a good time and work on cars, that's for sure. Mark and his dad always is joking around with me. He said, "You're one of the most happy guys I could find, happy all the time." I say, "Yeah, it's my pills." My prescription medication from the doctor is what keeps me happy all the time. That's only partially true. I try to keep a positive attitude, right? That's what's important to do, is keep a positive attitude, right? That and the prescription. Okay, it is time for Ladies Corner, part one. I'll give you part one, and then we'll go over the trivia questions again, see if we can get some answers here. Here I have slow cooker mashed potatoes. This would be a good side for a Thanksgiving feast. Slow cooker mashed potatoes. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page at Radio Nate. That's Radio Nate on Facebook. Just search that and you'll see this pop up. Slow cooker mashed potatoes. Here's what you need. 4 pounds of baking potatoes, about 10, peeled, cut into 1-inch chunks. 1 cup of water. 1/2 cup butter melted. 3/4 cup milk. 1 container of sour cream, 8 ounces. 1/2 teaspoon of cracked black pepper. 1 1/2 cups of shredded sharp cheddar cheese divided, 2 green onions sliced. Here's how to make it. Combine potatoes, water, and butter in slow cooker, sprayed with cooking spray, cover with lid. Cook on high 3.5 to 4 hours or on low 6 to 7 hours. Microwave milk in microwavable bowl on high 2 minutes. Add to potatoes along with sour cream and pepper. Mash until smooth. Add 1 cup of cheese. Stir until melted. Top with onions and remaining cheese. And there you have slow cooker mashed potatoes. Right there. And like I said, be a good side for Thanksgiving. And you can check that out. And I think this may be the recipe my wife uses, or she might use the hash brown version, where you put the hash brown potatoes in and do it that way. So there's a couple of different ways to fix the potatoes. Okay, let's go over the trivia, see if we can get some answers here at 740-383-9944. Which museum job does Larry Daly from Night at the Museum have? Which museum job does Larry Daly from Night at the Museum have? Which hat was made popular by 1930s actors Charlie Chaplin and Laurel and Hardy? Which hat was made popular by 1930s actors Charlie Chaplin and Laurel and Hardy? Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? 740-383-9944. If you know, we'll get you signed up for a chance to win a $5 gift card to McDonald's and a $5 gift card to Chipotle, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. What is the protective hat worn by soldiers called? What is the protective hat worn by soldiers called? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? 740-383-9944. We don't have too many in the drawings, and we're doing 2 drawings today, so your chance to win is pretty good. So give us a call here in the next 3 minutes and get signed up for a chance to win, and you just might be our winner. The secret location where one spy leaves a message for another spy is called what? The secret location where one spy leaves a message for another spy is called what? You watch any spy movies? Which U.S. national park is home to several groves of sequoia? It's not Sequoia National Park, it's another one. Which U.S. national park is home to several groves of sequoia? How many people visit Sequoia National Park each year? How many people visit Sequoia National Park each year? How does fog help redwoods survive? How does fog help redwoods survive? Caves can form when lava flows through earth. Which natural disaster may form lava tubes? Lava has to do with what? 740-383-9944. Hey, if you're out there, give me a call, and you have a real good chance to win a $5 gift card to McDonald's and another drawing, a $5 gift card to Chipotle, courtesy of Terry Tacken and WWGH Radio. Okay, we have 1 minute until the drawing. I'm going to do part two of Ladies' Corner, recycling empty spice bottles. One. Hey, here we go. Phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
The hat for Charlie Chaplin, the bowler.
Yes, looking for the bowler. That's right.
All right.
All right. Who's this? And we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Howard.
Howard?
Howard Bard, yes.
What was the last name again?
Bard, B-A-R-D.
Oh, B-A-R-D. All right, Howard. Well, thanks for giving us a call, and I appreciate you listening out there.
Okay.
All right, we got you all signed up. All right, bye-bye. Okay, there we go. I guess I will wait on the ladies' corner here because we are just a few seconds away from the drawing. Give you another few seconds to call in here at 740-383-9944. I didn't think we would get the answer to the bowler hat there from the 1930s, but we got that answer. Very good. I'm happy about that. That was one of the harder questions for today. All right, anybody else out there want to give us a call real quick here, you can slide in, 740-383-9944, answer a trivia question, get signed up for a chance to win. Not very many people in the drawing today, so your chance to win is pretty good. All righty. Okay, we will do the drawing now. Here we go. Let's mix everybody up. And the winners happen to be, for the drawing for the $5 gift card to Chipotle, courtesy of Terry Tacken and WWGH Radio, we want to say congratulations to Bob Austin. Bob Austin, you picked up the Chipotle gift card. Congratulations, buddy. And we will get that out there for you. And now the $5 gift card to McDonald's. Find out who wins that. All right, and the winner on that, all right, with the caller that just called us, Howard Bard. Congratulations, Howard. You win the $5 gift card to McDonald's. And you guys can both pick those up here at the radio station, corner of Center and Prospect Streets in the Ohio Health Building. We're on the second floor. Just come in and take that elevator to the second floor, and we are at the end of the hallway, and you can come on down and pick those prizes up. And so you can do that as soon as tomorrow, because you can do that between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Wednesday through Fridays. Wednesday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can pick those up here at the radio station. All right. Congratulations, Bob Austin, for the Chipotle card and Howard Bard for the McDonald's card. Congratulations, guys. We appreciate you giving us a call very, very much. Okay, Ladies' Corner Part 2, Recycling Empty Spice Bottles. Number 1. Fill with cinnamon sugar for toast. Fill with dusting powder for a shaker. Use as a toothpick holder. Store glitter for crafts in it. Put embroidery thread in it and feed through holes to prevent tangling. Keep embroidery needlepoint needles in it. Fill with flour to sprinkle on meats before frying. Also, spices don't spoil, but they lose potency over time. If they don't have full aroma, toss them out. Store them in a cupboard or rack away from stove, oven, and sunny windows. And there's some tips for spice bottles there for you. From your friends here at Offbeat News and Trivia and WWGH Radio. All right, we are down to our final minute. That means it's quitting time, and it is time for me to go. Thanks so much for listening to the broadcast, and thanks to everybody that gave us a call today. I do appreciate it, and we appreciate you giving us a call every week here at 740-383-9944. And, hey, you all stay warm out there, okay? Because I'll tell you what, it is a cold one for sure. And I don't know, it's going to get up to, what, 37? Might feel like a heat wave compared to 25, or I thought my thermometer said 7 degrees this morning. You talk about cold, 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 for sure. Okay, we are here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. You can catch me next Wednesday, and you can catch me on reruns, too, here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade. At that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not put him on the stand, partly because he told his story so many times, telling it again wasn't going to make it much stronger. And second, he had a real problem with alcohol. That was looming at that time. I mean, this case really got to him, as you might expect. When they said not guilty, he slammed his hand down on the big oak table where the defense sat. I thought he would split it, and said, "It's about time." And I thought that was a perfectly spontaneous reaction for a guy that had a real gripe against the legal system.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people. Mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Mary Ellen Withrow was the 40th Treasurer of the United States from March 1, 1994 to January 20, 2001 under President Bill Clinton. She was also Treasurer when the $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 notes were redesigned in the 1990s. A native of Marion County, Withrow served as the treasurer of her home state of Ohio, a position to which she was elected in 1982, 1986, and 1990. Before that, she was elected treasurer of her native Marion County in 1976 and 1980. This makes her the only person to have held the post of treasurer at all three levels of government, local, state, and national. Now with Scott Spears on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., a show fit for presidents where you get the real news.
Since you brought it up, President Trump, you have been battling Russia from your first day in office.
I'm not battling Russia. Putin and I get along very, very well. We've never met each other. We have a tremendous relationship. I don't know who he is. The next question.
Wait, you have a tremendous relationship, but you don't know who he is?
I've never met the man. We've been on the same show, and I think he's tremendous, fantastic leader. He kills all the journalists that he doesn't like. I have to, deal with the fake news. They make up things about me, Scott. This is the reason I put